Only widely scattered cooling thunderstorms, but they'll be few and far between. Most towns will stay dry. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, mid-90s again. Heat index 102 to 106 both days. Some isolated storms around, but many towns will get skipped, unfortunately. Then on the 4th of July, heat index near the 105 danger range. Scattered storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Corrections is moving along with a plan to build 3 new prisons. The prison system posted a request for qualifications from companies interested in building the facilities. Each prison would house more than 3,000 male inmates. The department says the goal is to break ground in mid-2020. At least 100 guns were collected at Crime Stoppers' gun buyback on Saturday in Montgomery. These weapons will be disposed of by law enforcement. Organizers say this will help keep guns out of the wrong hands. And the Lee County Commission is asking for federal funding to help residents build storm shelters. The grant program gives storm survivors the opportunity to receive a 75% reimbursement to purchase a new shelter. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about 6 other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump made history crossing into the heavily fortified demilitarized zone dividing North and South Korea. Two nations technically still at war.
Emergency crews on the scene of a deadly plane crash near Dallas. Authorities confirming at least 10 people dead.
U.S. Marshals are intensifying their search for a convicted murderer. Rene Carrillo appeared at his Texas murder trial all week. Authorities say he skipped court Thursday as a verdict neared.
Frightening moments right after a dock collapsed at a South Carolina restaurant.
The Yankees played the Red Sox in the first ever Major League Baseball game in Europe.
Uproar over what Senator Kamala Harris's campaign is calling a racist attack. Donald Trump Jr. facing backlash for retweeting, then deleting a post questioning her race.
Morgan leads it. It goes free. Rapino shot. Go! To the U.S. That is it. U.S. advances. The French are up.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. We're going to do that drawing on Wednesday, so it will be a short number. It's only 3 days worth, so you're going to want to get in on that. Then tomorrow, for military personnel and or family members, we're going to be giving away two $50 gift cards from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Highly recommend the Sugar Babes watermelon. They don't look like a regular watermelon what we're used to in the South, but I'm going to tell you something. They are spectacular. The peaches are great. The slocum tomatoes are great. The red bell peppers are spectacular. Matter of fact, I have to go down and get some more. The sweet cream, the Silver King corn is to die for. Got to go get more of that. Shot through that pretty heavily during the weekend. You get a bunch of people on that corn, they will eat it up. It's like a livestock feed out there. But so many great things at Sweet Creek Farm Market for your 4th of July weekend cooking out and everything that you need. The Amish butter, the pies, the cakes. They have the praline caramel bundt cake that sampled, and it is really, really good. I would heat it up just a smidgen so you can have it. It's really good. Okay. So, let's do this. Let's go into Ed O'Keefe talking about Kamala Harris and the and blames Trump. Listen to this, the attack on Kamala Harris.
The Democratic presidential candidates are in a highly competitive race, but many of them are banding together and actually defending Senator Kamala Harris. This is after President Trump's oldest son retweeted a message that questioned her race. Ed O'Keefe is covering the 2020 campaign. Ed, how did this even come up?
Well, happy Monday, Tony. Senator Harris has faced questions about her background for some time now, but after the debate last Thursday, the attacks escalated. And Donald Trump Jr., whose father was one of the leading voices questioning whether former President Barack Obama was even born in the United States, waded straight into it.
Growing up, my sister and I had to deal with the neighbor who told us her parents couldn't play with us because we were black.
It all started after the debate when Donald Trump Jr. retweeted a conservative commentator who said that Senator Kamala Harris was not an American black because her black father was from Jamaica and her mother from India. Trump Jr. later deleted his retweet. A spokesman said he had drawn attention to it because he didn't know the senator's background. But Trump Jr. deleted it once he saw that folks were misconstruing the intent of his tweet.
I was born black, I will die black.
Harris has been asked to address her identity long before the debate.
This is the same thing they did to Barack.
And since day one of her campaign, Harris has been clear. How do you describe yourself?
How do I describe myself? I describe myself as a proud American. That's how I describe myself.
Okay, so notice I had to go in and throw the birther thing in there. This isn't about, you know, whether you were born in Kenya or you're born in Hawaii. This is a fact that her father is Jamaican. Her mother is from the country of India. And that's what was being pointed out. Now, the fact that Donald Trump Jr. retweeted that, not very smart on his part, but, and that's what made it firestone. But what they're trying to do is, what has Trump done wrong today that we can remind you of? What has Trump done wrong in the past that we can remind you about today? That's what the story is all about. This is the second part of Ed O'Keefe.
Over the weekend, fellow opponents came to her defense. Senator Cory Booker said Harris, quote, doesn't have blank to prove. Senator Elizabeth Warren called the attacks racist and ugly. And former Vice President Joe Biden said the same forces of hatred rooted in birtherism that questioned Barack Obama's American citizenship and even his racial identity are now being used against Senator Kamala Harris. It's disgusting.
I never, 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 ever opposed voluntary busing.
But Biden is still facing criticism for his opposition to a federal role in school busing and his own recent comments about past work with segregationist senators.
Whoever the next president is going to be really needs to be someone who can all talk openly and honestly about race with vulnerability, because none of us are perfect. I'm not sure if Vice President Biden is up to that task.
The former VP is also being criticized for comments about the LGBTQ community. At a fundraiser in Seattle on Saturday,
listen,
Biden said if someone in Seattle, quote, made fun of a gay waiter 5 years ago, people would let it slide. But now those comments would not be accepted. The crowd disagreed with Biden, saying that those comments would not have been accepted 5 years ago, with some in the crowd yelling, quote, not in Seattle.
All right, Ed, a big early part of a campaign is winning over voters, of course, but also donors. How are the candidates doing on that front?
Well, Tony, the second fundraising quarter wrapped up last night, and several candidates spent the weekend padding their campaign coffers. In San Francisco, for example, Senator Harris raised nearly $425,000 at events. That's on top of the $2 million her campaign says she raised in the 24 hours after the debate. But the big money news of the morning is this. Pete Buttigieg, the Indiana mayor, his campaign just announced it raised almost $25 million in the second quarter from more than 400,000 donors. That's a larger sum than any Democrat raised in the first quarter of the year. Other Democrats will be announcing their totals in the coming days, but Tony, that's going to be a tough number to beat.
That is. Let me tell you, that's impressive. Matter of fact, I had to go back and replay it to make sure I was hearing that correctly. That is really good. Poor old Beto, he's just kind of falling off the horse here.
Yeah. Amazing. A guy who lost to Ted Cruz in Texas is...
Now, raised $82 million.
Well, and it's amazing. The media pumped him up so much. And now that he doesn't really have that support and that same machine behind him, he doesn't seem as impressive. And it is impressive how much money he's raked in. But I think that's on the fumes of the last support from the media and Democratic Party.
Right. Well, it's because he's running against Ted Cruz. And I tell you something, the fact that the media, that NBC, that Comcast took the stance that they did against Joe Biden in that opening newscast on Friday, you know, their Saturday and Sunday newscasts barely get anything. Their Dateline NBC story hit records, actually. But that's a change. That's a sea change by NBC and Comcast, that they really kind of smacked, they kicked him in the shin, or maybe a little higher. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm fine. Nice hot day. It's good old summertime, 1st of July. That's just what I expect.
There you go.
Gosh, Kamala Harris is so angry. And, you know, Pocahontas making comments that really doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot. You know what I mean? So it's so subjective on the real issues of what's going on.
Let me give you an observation on Kamala Harris and also Elizabeth Warren, but different ways. Kamala Harris is going to always have this racial, sexist tone about her, and everything's going to be seen through those premises. And it's going to be righteous indignation. And did you hear how she really attacked Joe Biden? That's why we need the ERA Act. That's why we need this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
I think what she's going to do is I think some people are going to try to trip her up on things that she's done in the past.
Well, and I know Biden didn't want to go here, but was federally enforced busing, was it successful?
Well, you know what happened here in Montgomery, lovely Montgomery, the minority to majority schools.
Right. It had unintended consequences beyond what they hoped would be the goal.
Yeah, and again, they're confusing some things. It was the Frank Johnson busing order that happened, and then there was the education department that was saying you need to be doing this to achieve these goals. And so you don't end up in court.
Yeah, well, it's just all so out of whack and in the past. Obviously the gameplay for Kamala Harris is racism, everything now, just like she's using the Obama playbook, because she's even lighter skinned than he was. It's going to happen. And Buttigieg, you know, this man is so weak and scary. It would be scary for him to be up against Vladimir Putin, because Putin would eat him alive. What do y'all think was the most important four words Donald Trump said all weekend to anybody?
Get off my lawn. What are the four words?
None of your business. That's what he said to the press when they were asking him what he and Vladimir Putin said we're talking about. Did you catch that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Well, you need to go back and listen to it. He came right out to the reporter and said, none of your business. And maybe you can refresh my memory. I don't believe I've ever heard a president say that to a reporter.
There are a lot of things that Donald Trump has said that has never been said to a reporter.
It is wonderful. I could not believe it, and I'm surprised that's not the main news of the day. But
of course, that's not going to be.
Yeah, and his comments with Vladimir Putin just turn around and saying, "Don't interfere in our election." I mean, it's such a joke to all these people because everybody interferes in everybody's elections. It's part of the playbook and has been since the Cold War. It's not going to change, is it?
No, I mean, we've got some explaining to do of what things that we do, and I'm wondering if we're ever going to get down to that.
Oh, no. No, then nobody's going to talk about that. But, you know, Vladimir Putin, a lot of these people could have said, "Hey, man, here's some examples of what America has done." They've kind of kept it on a low profile as far as I'm concerned. I'm surprised at that because they could have easily turned that around, don't you think?
Well, I notice now how the new Democrat slogan is, anything that Donald Trump is doing with a foreign leader, he's doing it. That foreign leader wants him to be elected. So Kim Jong-un wants Donald Trump to be elected, re-elected, so he's going to help him get re-elected.
Well,
I would think he would want him to be re-elected because any Democrat would be in there would take the sanctions off in a second.
Yeah, but you know what? If I was Kim and Putin and all these other people, I'd rather deal with Donald Trump because at least you have a stable focus point. I think the Democrats, all of them are so confused and they will make such a mess of things, it's all going to have to be turned around again. So I think they would, now that things are headed in the direction they are, I think these guys would rather deal with Donald Trump for another 4 years. Do you think I am mistaken?
Well, I think that they would rather not because Donald Trump is too strong. I mean, when you look at what he is doing in Iran, Iran definitely doesn't want Donald Trump to be elected. They would much rather have some weenie Democrat in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Buttigieg would be perfect for them because he's
wasn't Buttigieg's numbers impressive? I mean, that was incredible. 25,400,000.
He's probably the best speaker they have. And second, Kamala Harris is probably second.
Also the most misspelled name around. I noticed that even the media is messing up his name.
Yeah, once you get it down, Buttigieg. It's, you get it going.
I think he's pitiful, y'all. I don't know.
I think he's a smart guy. I'm not sure if he's presidential material.
The man has no testosterone, damn it. We need somebody to run this country. Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you.
Thanks for your time. Mike D., hang on for me, baby. News on 93.1. Demo Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard Menu with 7 flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer.
Yahoo!
Your first cannonball.
Yahoo!
Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon.
Yahoo!
That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy tastes good.
Yahoo!
At participating locations.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. That means you can get a top-load Whirlpool washer and electric dryer pair, just $4.98 each. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Got a lot of giveaways to give away today and tomorrow and the next day. Tweakley Farm Market, that's one. Escapeology, four passes for that $116 value. If you're not done Escapeology, it is absolutely spectacular. Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to our good friend, Mike D. Mike D., how are you?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey. How you guys doing?
Good. Very good.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. Hey, I just got a quick traffic update for your listeners.
Yeah?
85 northbound at mile marker 24. An RV has taken out the center barrier thing there and is blocking one lane. It's backed up all the way to exit 22, which is shorter. So if people get off on exit 22... they can go up past Victory Land and make a left and hop back on the interstate at Tallahassee.
Oh, wow. How bad is it?
It didn't look like anybody was hurt, but it eat up a good probably quarter mile of those metal wire barrier things that
yeah.
they have.
Oh, yeah. So what are you doing out there?
I deliver in Tallahassee. I just finished up. I'm heading back.
Okay. Well, drive safe, my friend.
Oh, yes, sir. Always.
You have big plans for the 4th?
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon. I'm going up to Gatlinburg and staying through Sunday.
Ooh, that's going to be nice. It'll be cooler there.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to the beach, but I thought about all the people that would be down there, and I was like, I'm going to get a cabin up in the mountains and just relax.
That's interesting that you go that far versus stop at Chattanooga or Mentone.
Well, I love Gatlinburg, and one of the nice things, one of the days I'm going to be doing river tubing,
yeah.
and then that afternoon I'm going to be snow tubing, so get best of both worlds.
I like that. So, I remember that. They have the place where they blow the artificial snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned how to ski up there, matter of fact. That's cool.
Well, you guys have a safe 4th, and I love the show.
Drive,
take care.
Drive safe, Mike, and be careful when you're going from that 459 to 59. That is
mess. Yes, always. I think Birmingham's under perpetual construction all the time.
That it is, my friend. That it is.
All right, y'all take care.
Thank you, Mike. We just got another mess called in on 85 northbound, just past the shorter exit, about a mile and a half past the shorter exit. Again, on 85 northbound, seems to be a wreck, a camper or something like that got tied up in the guard railing in the left lane. So the gentleman that called said you want to be in the right lane as you're going 85 north. He is guessing it's now backed up past the shorter exit.
Ooh, that was what Mike was talking about. But he was saying, you know, they had those new barriers out of the wiring that they put out there. I've seen a car hit one of those things before. Man, I wouldn't want to be in the car that hit one of those things.
Right.
Because it really tangles the car up. And there's no way you have control over it because the tire, you can't move your tire because you got that thing on it then. You got wire on it. It doesn't work too well. New Show 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. So the Democrats are slamming Trump for meeting with Kim Jong-un. This is CBS again.
Is back in Washington after a surprising end to his trip to Asia. He met Kim Jong-un at the North Korean border and became the first sitting president to cross that frontier. North Korean state-run media called it an amazing event, their words. Many U.S. lawmakers questioned, though, how productive that meeting was in efforts to reach a nuclear deal. Chip Reed is at the White House. Chip, what, if anything, substantive came out of this meeting?
Well, good morning. You know, so far there has been no tangible progress toward any kind of a denuclearization deal. The parties are simply heading back to the negotiating table after talks broke down earlier this year. And meanwhile, North Korea continues to produce material for nuclear weapons.
We've agreed that we're each going to designate a team, and the team will try and work out some details. And again, speed is not the object. We want to see if we can do a really comprehensive, good deal.
Moments before leaving South Korea, President Trump said sanctions against North Korea are still in place, but he left open the possibility of scaling them back.
At some point during the negotiation, things can happen. I'd be very proud to do that. Okay, let's do it. Come on.
Ah, have you ever been to Bayou Le Bache?
I haven't personally.
You haven't? It's a great place. You know, that's where Forrest Gump was.
Yeah.
Bubba Gump. Well, we've got the American Swimming Pool Company from Bayou Le Batre that's listening to us. Ashley and Company in the office listening to the Dan Moore Show. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the show and listening, tuning us in. David Rimes, coming back to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
I don't want to hold back. I don't want to slip down.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery. Unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy protesters have been out in Hong Kong, hundreds storming into the main legislature building, committing vandalism.
On this anniversary of the handover to China from British colonial rule 22 years ago, more protests in Hong Kong. Anti-government activists actually making their way into the city's legislative council building. Police showing remarkable restraint. They got criticized for overreacting to a protest there last month.
Fox's Greg Palcott. At least six people are killed in a car bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan.
The Afghan government counting more than 100 people injured. It's thought dozens of those are children, many hit by flying glass. The bombing followed by a long gunfight between attackers and security forces. The Taliban has claimed responsibility as talks continue today between the militant group and the U.S. about a possible peace deal.
That's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. The month of July getting rolling with a heat wave right off the bat. Today, high temperature in the mid-90s. It's going to be mostly sunny with triple-digit heat indices and only widely scattered cooling thunderstorms, but they'll be few and far between. Most towns will stay dry. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, mid-90s again. Heat index 102 to 106 both days. Some isolated storms around, but many towns will get skipped, unfortunately. Then on the 4th of July, heat index near the 105 danger range. Scattered storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I saw your face.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yeah, that could make you happy. Oh, by the way, did you see the SNL skit on the debate?
No.
You know why? Because there wasn't one.
Well.
Okay, so they had all of this material. Williamson, everybody, and they didn't do anything on it. They did.
Wait, was there a new one this Saturday? That's what I'm wondering. Are they in season?
It was a very old Trump thing that they did.
Hmm.
It was an old standard. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David Grimes, my good friend. Hey, David.
How are you? I know you all are good, and I said I wasn't going to ask that because that's the standard question, but that's okay. I hope you're good.
I am great.
Look, has anybody thought about how many accidents, big accidents, have occurred at the shorter exit, more on the southbound than the northbound? There seems to be an inordinate number of big accidents there, mostly concerning trucks or trailers. And I know that because I have some hunting land down in Shorter, so I go down there fairly frequently. And it's just a big deal. Anyway, I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of accidents prone to be happening there. Look, what I called about, that booty gig guy, if you didn't have to look at him when he talks, he is a very good speaker.
He's outstanding delivery, and he's very poised.
He's poised and articulate, and his delivery is perfect. His inflection. I'm a big inflection buff. I mean, I think the news media gets by with poor inflection when they give the news, and it can change the meaning. Of course, I think they do it sometimes intentionally, but it changes meaning with a different inflection. Anyway, if you didn't have to look at Buttigieg, what his name is, you could like him a lot more. But I wanted to mention Kamala.
Yes.
From a standpoint of discernment, she has an evil look about her. I feel it. And I think her negative, I hope her negative against Biden, she talks about him being old school and old fashioned, yet she brings up something that's a 30-year-old problem. And I hope it reflects as poorly on her in the future as it has the last few days. But as far as the guy that wants to give $1,000 to everybody,
Yang.
I think Walmart is gonna support him big because they would win like gangbusters on that, wouldn't they?
Oh yeah.
You think about the status quo with the right, you know, every person in America getting $1,000, Walmart would win big on that.
They would.
Anyway,
indeed.
I just want to speak. Kamala scares me because she is effective, and I hope she spins herself into the ground. Not literally, but I mean.
Well, what she's going to do is she's going to say something that she's going to try to take back and say, I didn't say that. And her excuse is going to be, I didn't hear it that way. And she's going to mess up. Also, the Brett Kavanaugh thing is going to mess her up, too.
I think so. And she, you know, she backtracked on her raising her hand. She didn't misunderstand that.
Absolutely.
She did not at all. And, you know, go ahead.
Well, she said that what they said was that you know, would you do it? And that's not what they said. They said, would you support a plan that did it?
Well, nine people on the stage and about 100 million people heard it the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. And see, that what she's used to doing, and this is what happens when people use a race sexual card or sex card, is that she's been able to get away with that and say, well, I didn't say that, or I didn't hear it that way. Now she's playing in the big league. She's not going to be able to do that.
Well, as an AG of a big DOJ that she had out there in Texas, she could do that and hide behind the cover. She didn't have to bear the expense about running a cover on something like that, because she could backtrack and nobody would question her. But, you know, one more thing about that, too, was when they asked that question, Trump looked around right and left before he raised his hand, and he never raised his hand totally. He just kind of, you know, did it. Anyway, that's all I have. Good show, and I just wanted to make those points.
Thanks, David. I appreciate it. I think he meant Biden versus
Trump.
Yeah,
and that is actually interesting, folks. If you go back and watch a video of Biden in the debate,
he kind of does like he has a point to make.
Right, exactly. He sort of waffles and looks. It didn't look good. Didn't look confident. Some of those binary questions are, I mean, they're straightforward, but they're also like, yeah, it's a more complicated issue.
Well, the fact that I played the NBC Nightly News piece, and Meet the Press was pretty rough on Kamala Harris also.
Hmm.
I mean, oh no, Joe Biden. Also,
okay,
sorry.
To say.
And but I tell you where where Kamala Harris is going to have a problem when she goes to Iowa and she goes to New Hampshire and she says something there, the Des Moines Register will call her butt out in a skinny minute, and it will be on the front cover of Des Moines Register. And then what the press do is when they wake up in the morning, they look at what the Des Moines Register is reporting about these candidates. And if they were reporting something negative, they will report a negative story on Des Moines Register.
Well, here's my great hope. I just hope that the trend of the national pollsters and the national media not having their pulse on where the American people are at, it continues. I hope that trend continues. In a place like Iowa, in a place like New Hampshire, it might be that Biden or Kamala Harris is the greatest thing ever, but I would love to see, in Iowa in particular, somebody who's visited every county, visited every event, has connected with the people in Iowa or New Hampshire, gets a good turnout. Because it would suggest the American people are not buying into the national narrative. They are just, you know, looking at their own interest and who they like.
Iowa has always been a kingmaker. If you look at it, I mean, May Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was a zero in 1976, and he won. In 1980, Ronald Reagan lost to a upstart George Herbert Walker Bush.
Right.
And the big boys of Ronald Reagan and John Connally, Reagan came in second. John Connally just didn't even place, well, and he got knocked out. And then New Hampshire makes you. Ronald Reagan was made in New Hampshire, won New Hampshire, surprised a lot of folks, and then Clinton, Bill, and Hillary won New Hampshire and made him.
I don't think I would be. I think Iowa in particular is either goes to Biden and he maintains and he gets
they
back.
They normally don't do that.
Right. I think Buttigieg
is here.
Yeah. I think that's his state to win, and it will really propel him into New Hampshire. And then I think Kamala Harris really could get South Carolina on lock if she takes more black voters from Joe Biden. Then on Super Tuesday, she has the Deep South mostly is on Super Tuesday.
And she has California.
In California, yes. And California is her state.
Yeah, she's going to have to get she's going to have to arrest the black vote from Joe Biden's hand.
Though California could be a double-edged sword in the sense that people in California know who she is, and all not the good and the bad.
Right.
The bad in particular.
Yeah, the 2Q by half vote.
Yes.
Is going to go against her on that one. Okay, let's continue on here with this CBS story talking about the meeting with Kim Jong-un.
Earlier in the day, with one footstep, the president made history as the first U.S. president to enter North Korea. The impromptu meeting unfolded after President Trump tweeted an invitation to the North Korean leader the day before. CBS News has learned the president didn't give his staff much of a heads up about the tweet invitation, but he has been trying to replicate what South Korean President Moon Jae-in did when he met Kim at the DMZ last year. But the Kim-Trump meeting wasn't the only dramatic moment. New White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham was bruised after getting into a scuffle with North Korean security guards who appeared to be blocking American reporters from the meeting room where President Trump and Kim spoke privately for nearly an hour. Back home, Democratic presidential candidates expressed concern that the U.S. made no gains.
This country is no safer when it comes to North Korea.
He keeps having these summits and meetings that really don't produce anything.
An initial meeting between U.S. and North Korean officials is expected to happen in the next few weeks. President Trump has made clear he wants Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to be his lead negotiator, but the North Koreans have previously said they don't want him anywhere near the negotiating table. Meanwhile, President Trump also said he plans to invite Kim to the White House for a meeting, but there are no details yet.
So you can hear the tone that was in that, and that was from CBS. And all the Democrats panned it because they do not want him to be successful. They cannot admit success. Now, Bernie Sanders was the only guy who basically said, I don't mind him meeting with Kim Jong-un and doing these meetings. At least, you know, at least he's trying to get something done. So that was good. Now, Tim Ryan, who's a candidate for president from Ohio, I want you to listen to him talk about the Trump appeasement tour. This is back to the concept. What has Trump done wrong today?
Your reaction to the president's move to the DMZ?
I have a much different opinion than Kevin McCarthy has. I think this has been the President Trump appeasement tour. I have no idea why he's shaking hands with a dictator who just in May was sending missiles into the Sea of Japan. I mean, you don't reward that kind of behavior with a visit to your country from the President of the United States. There's been no progress at all. They have done nothing. Talking about it, it is historic, but what has been done? Nothing. And the whole deal with China backing down on Huawei, are you kidding me? What China's been doing with cybersecurity, what Huawei's been doing all over the world, and we're going to back down. I thought that was the one piece that we could count on President Trump to hold the line on for national security purposes. Mm-hmm. And he's loosening what he did. I think this is very, very dangerous. I'm very disappointed in the president. Even those of us who really disagree with him on so much thought that on the national security piece, he would at least hold the line, and he folded like a cheap suit.
Like a cheap suit. And this is what they just kind of wax on. And what they're doing is they're misrepresenting the Huawei. What it is that American companies can sell technology to them. That technology is in the form of chips. And so some of these chip companies, like Micron and some others, their stock just went crazy today. Right. One of the things that drove that $300 up of the opening of the Dow. But it's them selling to Huawei and them using their chips and their technology is not aiding them of getting that technology to go do bad things to people. So it's a total misrepresentation.
Well, and also think the mood of the country is not this, on the Democratic side, liberal interventionism and the responsibility to protect. And essentially, you know, Obama runs on against wars of choice like Iraq, but then ups all sorts of wars all over the world. I think Trump's biggest selling point is he's going to be tough. He's going to drive a hard bargain. But he wants peace and not war. And Tim Ryan comes across to me as sort of more of the same of the Bush years, of the Obama years. I mean, going all the way back to Clinton and HW. It's more of the same. And I think the world has changed enough where people are waking up on both sides of the aisle, though there are echoes. The foreign policy establishment does not want to go away.
Listen to Tim Ryan talking about the Kim Jong-un meeting.
On North Korea, isn't it true that before you can actually get denuclearization, you need to start with diplomacy? This is the first sitting president to ever step foot in North Korea. This is a historic moment.
It is historic, no question. But for what? I mean, you do these meetings, especially with a dictator. What progress has been made?
Right.
What good faith has been shown? He hasn't sent a missile into the Sea of Japan in 5 weeks? I mean, really? I mean, I just cannot believe. I am stunned that this president, who's supposed to be Mr. Tough guy, tough business guy, has absolutely no progress made. And it points to, he wants to be on TV. He wants the historic moment. He wants the theater of it all. But nobody's more safe in that region now. And now what's the incentive? You are literally praising a dictator who is responsible for the death of an American not too long ago for the way they held this young boy, and you reward that with a visit from the president? I mean, what are you? I'm stunned. I'm stunned by the whole thing, and I hope I don't know what to say about it.
You know why I didn't know what to say about it? Because think about Barack Obama. Think about Morsi. Think about the Muslim Brotherhood. Think about Putin. Tell Vladimir that after the election I'll have more flexibility. Is Putin not a dictator? Is Putin not a killer?
Yes.
I mean,
so are the Saudis. I mean, like,
how about Iran?
Right.
I mean, I just don't understand that this lapse of memory that Democrats have that, you know, authoritarian dictators, and that Trump is really attracted to him. Well, think about Barack Obama. Think about what Barack Obama was doing. Think about his African tour. I mean, those were some brutal folks that he was dealing with.
Well, and it's also possible Trump has made the calculation that authoritarian dictators are used to being flattered and told they're right. And if you want them to listen, you need to flatter them along with having a threat. And I'll say this. I think Trump doing this with North Korea and Kim Jong-un, he is sticking his neck out there. This is a gamble, but I think he's making the
calculated risk
to say, if I build up enough rapport with the principal, the person running a company or a person running a country, and I build up enough rapport, no matter all the drama down the line and down the hierarchy between our different staffs, as long as that rapport is there, and this is what Moon of South Korea did with Kim Jong-un. They met at the DMZ. They shook hands. They crossed the line. I think Trump wanted that moment.
Getting to know
exactly. And it may not work out, but I think the alternative we're all staring in the face, which would be a travesty for the world, would be war in the Korean Peninsula. Because it was getting there before Trump even stepped into office. I think Obama would admit that. This has been a decades-long problem nobody's been able to solve. At least the president's putting himself out there, and I hope it works. It may not.
Well, he's using an unconventional method to try to get something accomplished. That's what he does. That's in his toolbox. Let's pick a tool that is very unconventional, and let's try that. NewsZone 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Jay and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Hook me up a new revolution. This one is a lie. Sat around laughing and watch the last one die. Now look into the sky to save me.
Let's go back to Tim Ryan now. Tim Ryan's going to be talking about the Huawei thing now. This is where, when you start getting on primetime playing, that you're a congressman in Ohio and everybody believes you when you walk into Hamilton, Ohio, and you tell somebody something, they all shake their head, yeah, that's right, because there's a congressman telling you that. But this guy is going to really step into it, really step into it. So he's going to listen to him talking about Huawei. He's talking to Maria Bartiromo.
Formal announcement has not been made in terms of formally lifting the ban on Huawei. But could it be that the president is also taking into account the technology companies that complained that they were not going to be able to sell to Huawei anymore?
Well, they can complain all they want. The number one role, the number one responsibility of the president of the United States is to keep us safe. And Huawei has a history of accessing and allowing the Chinese government to
stop
access
it here.
And,
so
and
we're just, how is Huawei not kept us safe? Now, if they're spying on us and they're activating that is true. But we still are saying don't buy their components. What we're saying is buy our components. We're still saying we're not doing, if you're dealing with Huawei and you're buying their components, we're not going to deal with you, particularly on 5G technology, which is has all sorts of things involved in it.
And also, Tim Ryan's doing this sort of knee-jerk, tough guy act that happens both in the Democratic and the Republican Party that I think its day has come and gone.
It's overdone. Yeah. It is so overdone.
You can have security concerns without, you know, China is the rival for the next generation, but it doesn't mean treating it like the new Cold War. It's not necessary because there is massive trade between our two countries and there's a lot that's been gained even though there's a lot that's been lost. It's a complicated issue, and to go, oh, we have to be tough on every aspect of them, I think is you're missing the point.
We're taking a Cold War Russia approach that whatever they do is wrong.
Right.
And versus we're beyond that. We're not talking about nuclear annihilation any longer. That's what we were talking about in the 1980s.
Well, and like I've covered it from the side of the social credit scores in China and President Xi cracking down, taking more control of the economy and the political system. But then also read an article, you fly into Beijing, what you see is McDonald's, KFC, all these American companies from food to entertainment. So there is changes in China, not as much as we Americans would like, but it's not like the Cold War.
Oh, it's vast. From when I was there in the 1980s and to what it is now, it is vastly different. You would not have seen a McDonald's in Tiananmen Square. Not even thought about it. So let's take that back to the very beginning and let's start this guy over again.
Formal announcement has not been made in terms of formally lifting the ban on Huawei, but could it be that the president is also taking into account the technology companies that complained that they were not going to be able to sell to Huawei anymore?
Well, they can complain all they want. The number one role, the number one responsibility of the president of the United States is to keep us safe. And Huawei has a history of accessing and allowing the Chinese government to access, and we're just finding out too that Huawei is the Chinese government. They're propping this up like it's some kind of private company.
The president
company.
Told us that. The president has been very clear about that, and he's right. I mean, that, you know, there are back doors in Huawei equipment that the data goes right back to Beijing.
Yeah. So why are we loosening anything? Hold the line on that. That should not be something you take off the table.
Yeah.
And you're seeing Huawei technologies in rural America. You're seeing Germany making deals. It's going all over Europe. This is something that we just can't back down on. And I'm very disappointed that the president
did this. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Madeline. Madeline, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week outright.
Okay. I just heard someone say that the president has an obligation to protect us because of Huawei. Well, they need to remember that he's trying to protect this country, and so they need to worry about the border. They want the president to protect this country, then they need to work with him and secure the border.
Madeline, excellent point. Yeah, notice he's not talking about borders and border security for our country.
That.
He's talking about Huawei because he thinks he can score a point on it. I did not get to this point at the conversation when he was talking about border. He said some of the most ridiculous stuff about borders that you could imagine.
Exactly. But, I mean, when he mentioned that the president has an obligation to protect us, that's exactly what he's trying to do. They need to wake up and see that, you know, that there's other places that, that he's trying to protect this country and they're not working with him.
Madeline, you're absolutely right. I want you to have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. Let's see, can I fit in this last cut?
Yes.
Let's get this last cut. This is humorous. Watch how he kind of changes and he conflates. And these guys, all these guys are doing it. They'll take something from column A, something from column B, and they'll join it together, and they'll make it into this new thing. Listen.
The night that the moderators asked all of the candidates, would you agree to give health care to illegal immigrants? They all raised their hand. You were not on the stage. Would you have raised your hand to answer yes to that?
Well, if we have undocumented people in the country, I think we do have a responsibility to make sure they have some basic care. Yes, I mean, being a part of the Medicare program or something like that, that's a whole other conversation that we need to have.
Well, you're representing the working class, mm-hmm. and you're going to give illegals health care. What about American citizens, Congressman? What about your constituents?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. The focus has got to be
on
getting health care to people in the United States. And right now, the Republicans had two plans they pushed, Maria. Both of them kicked 22 million people off of their health care. Thank God it didn't get far enough. But they're getting rid of pre-existing conditions. So what's coming out of the Republican Party right now is taking health care away from American citizens. That needs to be the focus. How do we make sure that people in America can have accessible, affordable health care? And I support a public option for people to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I think that's entirely appropriate.
Okay. When you decide not to buy health care because there's no longer a penalty, is that kicking you off of your health care?
No. You making a choice.
That's you making a decision not to keep your health care because there's no longer a penalty. That's when he's talking about the 12 million. That's what he's talking about.
But they're making such a desperate choice, they don't know any better, Dan.
And the other thing is, all these clowns are sitting there talking about affordable health care. You think Obamacare was affordable at a $5,000 premium? I mean, you don't go because everything's out of pocket for you, right?
You're right. I'll say that the tax credits, I don't have a premium, but I do have a $6,000 deductible. So it'd be all
out of
pocket.
So if you go, it's going to all be out of pocket.
I do it for if I occasionally need a prescription drug, if I have a procedure, that is covered. And so I get those copays. That's about the only valuable thing it provides me.
News on 93.1. Dan Morris Show will be back. Final hour right after this.
A new revolution. Is this one is-